Women building resilience. Strengthening organizations. A framework for gender-responsive organizational excellence. CMA, Dr. R. Ravichandran. Chief Manager, Curtin and Pundit, LLP. Bengaluru. N. Rakesh. Assistant Professor. School of Commerce and Management. Jain deemed to be University, Bengaluru. This paper examines the critical role of women in building organizational resilience and presents a comprehensive framework linking women's empowerment, corporate governance, and organizational strength. Drawing on extensive literature on gender diversity in leadership, the study explores how women's participation in executive roles and board positions contributes to greater organizational resilience during turbulent times. The research proposes a gender-responsive resilience framework that integrates individual resilience capabilities with organizational support systems, emphasizing the transformative potential of inclusive cultures. The findings suggest that organizations with higher representation of women in leadership positions demonstrate superior crisis management, adaptive capacity, and sustainable performance. This paper contributes to the discourse on corporate governance effectiveness in the Indian context. It offers actionable insights for policymakers and practitioners seeking to leverage gender diversity to achieve organizational excellence in an era characterized by unprecedented global challenges, from economic volatility to social disruptions. Organizational resilience has emerged as a critical determinant of long-term success. Resilience, defined as an organization's capacity to anticipate, prepare for, respond to, and adapt to disruptions, is increasingly recognized as essential for sustainable competitive advantage. Within this context, the role of women in building and sustaining organizational resilience warrants focused examination. Recent evidence suggests that gender diversity in leadership positions correlates with superior organizational outcomes, particularly during crisis periods. Organizations with balanced gender representation demonstrate enhanced decision-making, broader stakeholder perspectives, and greater adaptability. Despite progressive corporate governance provisions mandating women on boards, significant questions remain about their effectiveness and how gender diversity translates into organizational strength. This paper addresses this gap by developing an integrated framework that connects women's empowerment, corporate governance practices, and organizational resilience within a culturally contextualized setting. By examining these interconnections, we aim to provide both theoretical insights and practical guidance for organizations seeking to harness the full potential of gender diversity. One, research objectives. This study pursues three primary objectives: to analyze women's role in building organizational resilience and its strategic significance; to assess the impact of women directors and governance provisions on organizational resilience in India. To develop a framework linking women's empowerment, governance, and resilience strategies in cultural contexts. Literature review. The intersection of gender diversity, organizational resilience, and corporate governance has garnered substantial scholarly attention. This review synthesizes key findings across three thematic areas: the individual resilience of women leaders, organizational resilience mechanisms, and the role of corporate governance in enabling gender diversity. 1. Women's resilience in leadership. Women leaders demonstrate distinctive resilience that contributes to organizational strength. Research by Pillay Naidu and Nell, 2022, establishes that cognitive assets, self-efficacy and mindfulness, emotional assets, positive affect and self-regulation, and behavioral assets, problem-solving abilities and authentic functioning, collectively explain variance in female leaders' resilience. These multidimensional capabilities enable women to transform adversity into organizational advancement. Studies examining women entrepreneurs reveal that resilience building is both gendered and contextual. Bagheri et al., 2024, demonstrate that women entrepreneurs employ diverse problem-based and emotion-based coping mechanisms to develop both business and entrepreneurial resilience, particularly during crises. Their research highlights that emotional regulation and resource optimization, bootstrapping, are critical adaptive strategies. 2. Organizational benefits of gender diversity. Yang et al., 2023, provide empirical evidence from 1,755 Chinese firms that organizations with higher proportions of female executives experience lower crisis-related losses and faster recovery. This finding underscores the practical utility of gender diversity in executive teams for enhancing organizational resilience. Similarly, Joseph et al., 2022, demonstrate that organizational culture, rather than leadership alone, determines crisis outcomes, emphasizing the importance of cultivating a culture of excellence through inclusive practices. The transformative potential of gender inclusion emerges as a consistent theme. Bridges et al., 2023, propose the Resilience for Gender Inclusion, RGI, model, which illustrates how organizational and employee resilience interact to create inclusive diversity cultures. Their work suggests that individual resilience, while important, has maximum impact only when supported by organizational resilience strategies and gender inclusion measures. 3. Corporate governance and structural barriers. Despite regulatory initiatives promoting board gender diversity, women remain underrepresented in leadership positions. Goyal et al., 2023, examine UK FTSE boards and find that female directors develop resilience through experiential learning initially employing avoidant coping mechanisms, but progressively adopting active coping strategies. As tenure increases, this evolution highlights the importance of sustained board participation for realizing the full benefits of gender diversity. Research also identifies persistent barriers. Rahimi and Amadi R. Panahi, 2024, demonstrate that job flexibility, interaction with work environments, and human resource management measures significantly impact female managers' resilience and their ability to break through glass ceiling constraints. These findings underscore the need for comprehensive organizational support systems beyond formal governance mandates. Methodology. This study adopts an exploratory, conceptual methodology. Through systematic review and synthesis of existing literature on women's leadership, organizational resilience, and corporate governance, we identify key patterns, mechanisms, and relationships. Building on established theories, including upper echelons theory, resilience theory, and social entrepreneurship frameworks, we develop an integrative model that connects women's empowerment with organizational resilience outcomes. While this study does not incorporate primary empirical data, it provides a theoretically grounded framework that can guide future empirical investigations and organizational practice discussion and proposed framework. Based on the literature synthesis and identified patterns, we propose an integrated framework for understanding and implementing gender-responsive organizational resilience. This framework connects three critical domains: individual capabilities, organizational systems, and governance structures. Two. Framework application in practice. Organizations seeking to enhance resilience through gender diversity should adopt a multi-level approach. At the individual level, investment in women's leadership development focusing on resilience competencies, cognitive flexibility, emotional intelligence, and adaptive problem solving builds foundational capacity. Organizational systems must then amplify these individual strengths through flexible work arrangements, inclusive cultures, and comprehensive support structures. Governance mechanisms provide the structural framework ensuring sustained commitment to gender diversity. Beyond compliance with board diversity mandates, effective governance requires actively cultivating a talent pipeline, transparent progression pathways, and accountability mechanisms. The cultural layer recognizes that resilience building strategies must align with socio-cultural contexts, acknowledging that effective approaches may vary across regions and industries. Successful implementation requires attention to all layers of the framework simultaneously. Organizations that focus solely on governance compliance, without addressing cultural norms or providing adequate support systems, are unlikely to realize the full benefits of gender diversity for resilience. Conversely, Supportive cultures without formal governance. Structures may lack the institutional commitment necessary for sustained change. 3. Implications for Indian organizations. In the Indian context, corporate governance. Provisions mandating the appointment of women directors represent an important first step. However, our framework suggests that regulatory compliance alone is insufficient. Organizations must develop complementary initiatives that address cultural barriers, provide developmental support, and create genuinely inclusive environments where women can fully leverage their resilience. Evidence from disaster risk reduction in Oman. Abdallah et al., 2024, and Entrepreneurship in Saudi Arabia, Al-Hathali and Al-Dajani, 2022, demonstrates that gender-responsive approaches adapted to cultural contexts can successfully enhance resilience. Indian organizations can learn from these examples while acknowledging their unique socio-cultural dynamics. Limitations. This study is conceptual and exploratory, drawing primarily on secondary literature rather than original empirical data. While the proposed framework is theoretically grounded, it requires validation through systematic empirical investigation across diverse organizational contexts. Future research should test the framework's applicability in various industries, organizational sizes, and cultural settings. Additionally, longitudinal studies examining the long-term impact of gender-responsive resilience strategies would provide valuable insights into the sustainability and evolution of these practices. Conclusion. Women's participation in organizational leadership is more than a matter of equity, it is a strategic imperative for building organizational resilience. This paper establishes that women bring distinctive resilience capabilities across cognitive, emotional, and behavioral dimensions, enhancing organizational adaptive capacity. However, realizing these benefits requires comprehensive, multi-level interventions that extend beyond governance mandates to encompass cultural transformation and systemic support. The proposed integrated framework provides a roadmap for organizations seeking to leverage gender diversity for enhanced resilience. By simultaneously addressing individual capabilities, organizational support systems, governance mechanisms, and cultural contexts, organizations can create conditions where women's resilience translates into sustained organizational strength. This approach acknowledges that individual resilience, while necessary, achieves maximum impact only within supportive organizational ecosystems. For Indian organizations, current corporate governance provisions represent an important foundation. However, moving beyond compliance to authentic inclusion requires deliberate effort to address structural barriers, cultural norms, and support deficits. Organizations that successfully implement comprehensive gender-responsive resilience strategies position themselves not only for enhanced crisis management but also for sustained competitive advantage in increasingly complex business environments. Future research should empirically validate this framework across diverse contexts, examine the specific mechanisms by which its components interact, and identify best practices for implementation. As organizations navigate unprecedented challenges, understanding and harnessing the resilience contributions of women leaders will increasingly determine competitive success and organizational sustainability.